Unit 4, Focus 1, Language Skills. Section 1, Model Passage Reading. Color me pink. Red, white, pink, purple, what is your favorite color? We are all sensitive to color. There are some colors we like a lot and some we don't like at all. No color is neutral. Some colors calm us, others excite us. Some make us happy, and others make us sad. People are affected by color more than they realize, because color is tied to all aspects of our lives. Experts in colorgenics, the study of the language of color, believe that the colors we wear say a lot about us. Do you know why you select a shirt or dress of a certain color when you look through your clothes in the morning? Colorgenics experts say that we choose, sometimes without really knowing it, to wear certain colors in order to communicate our desires, emotions, and needs. Colorgenics experts claim that the colors of our clothes send messages to others to clarify our mood, personality, and desires. For these experts, pink expresses the peace and contentment of the wearer. People who often wear pink are supposed to be warm and understanding. The message is that you would like to share your peace and happiness with others. Red garments, on the other hand, indicate a high level of physical energy. People who wear red like to take life at a fast pace. Yellow can maximize attention from others. Brown is the color of wealth, and it shows a need for independence and material security. Wearers of green have a love of nature and enjoy peaceful moments. They often like to be left alone with their thoughts. Green also has a relaxing visual effect. Those whose preference for color is blue tend to seek permanent protection or job. Although colorgenics may be a recent area of study, associating colors with emotions is not new. Colors have always been used to describe not only our feelings, but also our physical health and attitudes. Red with rage describes anger. In the pink means to be in good health. Feeling blue is a sad way to feel. And green with envy indicates a jealous attitude. Color is used symbolically in all cultures, and it plays an important role in ceremonies and festivities. Yellow is a symbol of luck in Peru, and it can be seen just about everywhere during New Year celebrations, in flowers, clothing, and decorations. Some Peruvians say, the more yellow you have around you, the luckier you will be in the new year. Yellow is also an important color to the Vietnamese, who use it at weddings and also on their flag, where it represents courage, victory, and sacrifice. To the ancient Chinese, yellow was the symbol of high social status. In many cultures, white symbolizes purity, which is why brides often wear white wedding gowns. Black, on the other hand, symbolizes death, and it is often the color people wear to funerals. According to colorgenics experts, colors not only are a mirror of ourselves, but they have an effect on us as well. Blue is calming, while red is stimulating and exciting. It's not just by chance that racing cars are often painted red. Yellow is a happy color that makes us feel good about life. Pink awakens love and kindness. Some experts are so convinced that colors have a strong effect on us that they believe colors can be used to help us feel better. They say that by concentrating our thoughts on certain colors, we can cause energy to go to the parts of the body that need treatment. White light is said to be able to remove harmful things from the body, and it can balance the body's entire system. Yellow stimulates the mind and creates a positive attitude, so it can help fight against depression. Green, which has a calming and restful effect, is supposed to be good for heart conditions. Books are now available that teach people how to recover with color. These books provide long lists of physical problems and the colors that can cure them. For instance, yellow induces people to digest food more easily and regulate our nervous system. Some psychologists and physicians also use colors to help them treat patients with emotional and psychological problems. By giving them what is called the Lucia color test, in which individuals select the colors they like and dislike, doctors can have some insight into a patient's personality. In conclusion, the study of colors can help us to understand ourselves and to improve our lives. It offers an alternative way to cure the body and spirit, and it can help us understand what others are trying to communicate. We can then respond to their needs and achieve a new level of understanding.
New words.
Purple.
Neutral.
Excite.
Collagenics.
Communicate.
Clarify.
Peace.
Contentment.
Understanding.
Level.
Energy.
Maximize.
Peaceful.
Thought.
Visual.
Preference.
Permanent.
Protection.
Area.
Attitude.
Rage.
Anger.
Jealous.
Symbolically.
Role.
Ceremony.
Festivity.
Celebration.
Decoration.
Status.
Purity.
Gown.
Funeral.
Stimulating.
Awaken.
Convinced.
Restful.
Recover.
Instance.
Induce.
Digest.
Regulate.
Psychologist.
Physician.
Psychological.
Dislike.
Insight.
Alternative.
Proper nouns.
Peru.
Peruvian.
Vietnamese.
Lucia.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Tom, I'm going to attend my friend's wedding tomorrow. What shall I wear?
Any dress but this white one.
Obviously, white is for the bride.
This pink dress is beautiful. People wearing pink always look healthy.
But pink is not my favorite color. What about this brown one?
Don't choose brown. It is the color of wealth, and it displays independence and material security. But you look old in brown.
Well, what do you think of the light blue one? Blue looks peaceful.
It is, but it's not very stimulating to the eyes.
I really don't know what to wear.
What about this yellow one? It's pretty, and yellow can maximize attention from others. It will achieve a good visual effect.
Okay, I will choose this one.
I'm sure you will catch everyone's eyes at the party.
2. Listen to a conversation twice and then answer the questions. Mr. Wilson is leaving for Britain the next day. Now his business partner, Ms. Zhang, is hosting a farewell dinner in honor of his company. What would you like to drink, beer or Maotai?
I've tried Maotai. It's as strong as most liquors.
But it won't go to the head. Let me fill your cup.
Thank you, but only a little, please. Miss Zhang, here's to you, in appreciation of all the kindness and consideration shown to me ever since my arrival here. I'd like to propose a toast to the health of the whole table. Cheers.
Cheers. Let me help you to the cold dishes. This is chicken with cucumber and a touch of mustard, and that is jellyfish. Mr. Wilson, you're quite an expert with chopsticks.
I'm only a beginner in using chopsticks.
Eat the way you like best. Help yourself.
I see your cook takes care of color, taste, and flavor, all at the same time.
Yes, we have made cooking an art. Here is something I know you would like to have. It's sweet and sour fish and curried beef.
It's really tasty. Thank you so much for this dinner.
I'm glad you like it, and I'm happy to say that your present visit is very successful. Your order is one of the largest we've obtained in the last few months.
I'm sure more will follow. Thank you again for a wonderful evening, and thank you for all your help during my 2 weeks' stay here.
It has been a great pleasure to work with you.
Let's keep in touch and work together for the development of business between our two corporations. I'd like to propose a toast to your health and our future cooperation.
Thank you. We are looking forward to our further cooperation next February. Mr. Wilson is leaving for Britain the next day. Now his business partner, Ms. Zhang, is hosting a farewell dinner in honor of his company. What would you like to drink, beer or Maotai?
I've tried Maotai. It's as strong as most liquors.
But it won't go to the head. Let me fill your cup.
Thank you, but only a little, please. Miss Zhang, here's to you, in appreciation of all the kindness and consideration shown to me ever since my arrival here. I'd like to propose a toast to the health of the whole table. Cheers.
Cheers. Let me help you to the cold dishes. This is chicken with cucumber and a touch of mustard, and that is jellyfish. Mr. Wilson, you're quite an expert with chopsticks.
I'm only a beginner in using chopsticks.
Eat the way you like best. Help yourself.
I see your cook takes care of colour, taste and flavour, all at the same time.
Yes, we have made cooking an art. Here is something I know you would like to have. It's sweet and sour fish and curried beef.
It's really tasty. Thank you so much for this dinner.
I'm glad you like it, and I'm happy to say that your present visit is very successful. Your order is one of the largest we've obtained in the last few months.
I'm sure more will follow. Thank you again for a wonderful evening, and thank you for all your help during my 2 weeks stay here.
It has been a great pleasure to work with you.
Let's keep in touch and work together for the development of business between our two corporations. I'd like to propose a toast to your health and our future cooperation.
Thank you. We are looking forward to our further cooperation next February. 3. Listen to a passage twice and then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
Many everyday expressions in English come from colors. Red is a hot color, and Americans use it to express heat. In English, the small hot peppers found in many Mexican foods are called red hots for their color and their fiery taste. We say that fast and fiery music is red hot. Compared with red, blue is a cooler color. The traditional blues music of American blacks is the opposite of red-hot music. It is slow and sad. Though the color green is natural for trees, it is an unnatural color for humans. When someone does not feel well, someone who is seasick, for example, we say he looks green. When someone is angry because he does not have what someone else has, we say he is green with envy. And dollars are called greenbacks because that's the color on the backside of the money. The color black is often used in expressions. People describe a day in which everything goes wrong as a black day. If your name is on the black list of your employer, then it is possible that you will be fired soon. A person's skin may become yellow as a result of diseases that attack the liver. Yellow fever is one. In the past, ships carrying yellow fever victims raised a flag called the Yellow Jack. Many everyday expressions in English come from colors. Red is a hot color, and Americans use it to express heat. In English, the small hot peppers found in many Mexican foods are called red hots for their color and their fiery taste. We say that fast and fiery music is red hot. Compared with red, blue is a cooler color. The traditional blues music of American blacks is the opposite of red hot music. It is slow and sad. Though the color green is natural for trees, it is an unnatural color for humans. When someone does not feel well, someone who is seasick, for example, we say he looks green. When someone is angry because he does not have what someone else has, we say he is green with envy. And dollars are called greenbacks because that's the color on the backside of the money. The color black is often used in expressions. People describe a day in which everything goes wrong as a black day. If your name is on the black list of your employer, then it is possible that you will be fired soon. A person's skin may become yellow as a result of diseases that attack the liver. Yellow fever is one. In the past, ships carrying yellow fever victims raised a flag called the Yellow Jack.
Speaking. Reference answer. Welcome to our city, Mr. Johnson. I hope you will enjoy your stay here and we will have successful cooperation.
I'm sure we will. And this city is so beautiful.
By the way, do you have any plans for Friday evening, Mr. Johnson?
Not yet. Why?
Mr. Smith, our manager, would like to hold a dinner party to welcome your visit.
That's very kind of Mr. Smith and you to invite me. Yes, I'd like to go and meet him. Where will the dinner party be held?
It is scheduled for Friday evening at 7 o'clock in Friendship Hotel.
That'll be good.
Then I will meet you in the lounge of this hotel at 6:30 on Friday, and we'll go to Friendship Hotel together.
Thank you. See you then.
Focus 2. Language Use. Section 1. Practical Reading.
A Silver Lining. In a moment of weakness, I said I'd buy my wife a car as a souvenir for her birthday. The trouble was that she had set her heart on a particular colour, white. It had to be white at all costs. I pointed out till I was blue in the face, almost going out of my mind, that white was a very difficult colour to keep clean. However, she did not back down, and so in the end I decided to compromise, to show the white flag, as it were. We looked at dozens of white and off-white cars, but none seemed to be worth buying. Now, I'm a bit green, rather inexperienced, about buying cars. I'm the perfect customer as far as the second-hand car salesman is concerned. Take the first place we went to. The manager rolled down the red carpet, gave me preferential treatment when he saw me coming. He started by showing me specifications for the most expensive models he could find, some of which made me turn green with envy. I was quite envious of anyone who could afford to buy one. Seeing my hesitation, the manager offered discounts on condition that I didn't ask for mortgage payment for the car. But as soon as I mentioned the sort of age for the car I had in mind, he started to give me black looks, very serious, almost angry looks. The only way to deal with these salesmen is to put on a bold face. It doesn't matter if you are yellow, afraid to speak your mind. You don't have to accept the first price, and whatever you do, don't give the green light, permission to continue with the sale. You don't need a settlement of transaction until you're absolutely satisfied. One weekend I decided to leave my car at home and go by train to a large car centre. I was feeling in the pink, very fit, as we approached the man standing by the sales office. He had one of those arrogant expressions that act rather like a red rag to me, somehow get me going. I told him straight that I knew his centre had been blacklisted by motoring organisations, no longer approved by them, and therefore it was no good for him to try to whitewash, excuse, all the stories I had heard about him. That wiped the arrogant expression off his face. The only trouble was that I discovered that I had not been talking to the sales manager, but a fellow customer. In my confusion, I tripped over a spare tire, rolled over, and ended up in a hole. When I got home, I was black and blue all over, covered in bruises. By the sixth weekend of looking, I was understandably feeling rather blue, somewhat depressed. I'd even considered getting a car through the black market by some dishonest means. But every cloud has a silver lining. Things improved in the end. And that Sunday was a red-letter day, a special day to remember. The end of our random search for a car, since we finally found a car. We were out driving in the scenic countryside when, out of the blue, totally unexpectedly, we saw a poster advertising cars for sale in a farmyard. We saw a man sitting in a small building. He was the farmer and salesman from whom I made the ultimate purchase of the car. He quickly did away with all the red tape, all the formalities, and very soon I had it in black and white, in writing, which means the negotiation was over and the car belonged to me. It's quite a good car, better than any preceding ones we had seen. What's more, I could pay in installments. He gave us a good discount. And it's white, or to be more accurate, it's more what you would call two-tone. You see, with the white, there's quite a bit of brown, known less colourfully as rust.
New words.
Silver.
Lining.
Souvenir.
Compromise.
Off-white.
Inexperienced.
Customer.
Second-hand.
Preferential.
Specification.
Discount.
Mortgage.
Whatever.
Permission.
Settlement.
Transaction.
Rag.
Somehow.
Blacklist.
Motoring.
Approve.
Whitewash.
Confusion.
Tire.
Bruise.
Random.
Scenic.
Countryside.
Poster.
Farmyard.
Ultimate.
Formality.
Proceeding.
Installment.
Rust.